So finally went over to them, and the tall man introduced himself as Jacques Samasoud. And he introduced his companion as the doctor. And the doctor looked like he belonged at Arsenic and Noel Lake. I expected them to say, well, congratulations, it was a wonderful show, and they didn't say anything. They just stared at me. And I said, well, how is Clara? How is Mrs. Samasoud? And they said, Jack Samasoud said, well, she has good days and bad days. I said, well, I certainly would love to meet her. Well, I don't know if you could do that, because you never know from day to day how she's going to be. And I said, where are you living? And he said, near San Diego. And I said, I'm playing San Diego in April. Maybe I could see her. And he said, well, you let me know and we'll see. And then he said, she talks to him, you know. Out of the blue, you know, I didn't know what to say. I knew that she was a spiritualist, but I didn't know whether I should talk about that or not. So I said, oh, I see. she has talked to him about you. And I said, really? And he said, so watch out. That's all he said. I was scared to death. No smiles, nothing. That was all I got. So when it came time to play in San Diego, I looked him up, and he was a little more cordial than he invited me to come out. He said he thought she could see me, and so I went out, and they were living in a glorified motel, really. Uh-huh. And I forget the name of the place, it's just north of San Francisco, around where the lagoons are.
Was it the Bahia?
The Bahia, yeah.
The Bahia? The Bahia?
Where? Bahia.
Bahia was
in
Bahia.
Mission Beach.
Yeah.
Where we've had our conference.
Yeah, yeah. Bahia. I think Bahia.
Yeah, exactly.
And I heard LA. That he, you know, I'd heard that he, I mean, I didn't know him, but I mean, the rumor was he's spending the state money at the racetrack, you know. I don't know whether that was true or not, but or unfair. But anyway, that's what they said about him. And, but he was very cordial when I went down there, and he brought me into the place, and he said, I think you're coming a good day, and she's prepared to see you. And so I was all, like, you know, excited, and so walked into this bedroom, and she is laying in the bed. And she got three books spread out on the bed. And she's got a shock of white hair that looks exactly like him. She got these two eyes staring out from under her eyebrows.
So say, what about the eyebrows?
All she lacked was a mustache. She looked exactly like Mark Twain. And on the side table, she had little bottles of medication. And, you know, it was a replica of the pictures we had.
Yeah.
And
she
said, hello, Hal. You know, friendly as it be. And I came in, and I said, you know, hello, you know, it's so wonderful to meet you. She said, sit down, Hal, sit right down here, right by me. You're so sweet. And I was expecting to talk a lot about her father, and she didn't seem very anxious to talk about him, you know. She was kind of reluctant to talk about him. And I didn't like to be pushy or something. So she started saying, I've had an idea for you, Hal. I think you should do a show where you play Jesus Christ. How can I tell her? I said, well, really? And she said, yes. I think you could do a very good job of trying to make people understand, you know, what he has to give. And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know if it would book very well. I think you could do it. I wish you would. I want you to think very seriously about that. Okay, I really will. I'll think very seriously. And then I started talking to her, and I really had to read the notes. I went home that night, and I wrote by hand, and I have all of the stuff. I wrote about 30 pages.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that going to be in
detailed
your book?
Detailed pages of what everything I could remember. That was many years ago. I'm going to be getting to that pretty
good.
Quickly.
But, mm-hmm.
And,
good.
I don't know, the stuff that she talked, I can't remember what she talked about. I have to read it all over again.
Right.
But it was very kind of spiritual, you know, mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. her father. Kind of, you know.
But spiritual from her point of view, not
well,
his.
Well, yeah, right? You know, I mean, like, she didn't talk about him as a funny man or anything. Neither mm-hmm. did Isabel Lyon, you know, mm-hmm. When I met her. You know, I was very reluctant to be pushy with her or ask her, oh, what did he do here? You know, and is it true that you and he had a...
Right. That was good.
That
was smart, yeah.
But the thing that she wanted to impress upon me most of all, and I didn't know that much about it then either, was how serious he was. How mm-hmm. serious, mm-hmm. how deadly serious he was about things. And mm-hmm. it's very important to get that over. And... So, but Clara was so dear to me, very sweet, and mm-hmm.